Gypsy Dave's Chicken Soup Disaster, starring Baby Pee-wee, Gypsy Dave, and co-starring Logan. Gypsy Dave decided that he wanted to make chicken soup one day because he wasn't feeling very good, and he knew his old mother, anyway, she used to say that there's only one thing to do if you're not feeling good, make some chicken soup. But Gypsy Dave wasn't much of a cook. He usually would just take things out of the freezer and put them in the microwave and heat them up for, you know, pre-cooked stuff. Things in cans, he would pour them in the beans. He liked beans a lot in his days as a gypsy. And so he put a big pot of water on the stove and went out in the yard and got one of his chickens and threw it in the water. Well, the chicken was outraged. It jumped right out and ran back in the yard. Then Gypsy Dave said, how am I supposed to make this chicken soup if the chicken won't stay in the pot? Well, he got the chicken and threw it back in the pot, and this time he put a lid over top of it. The water started to heat up and that chicken popped out of there and ran back into the yard. This time, before Gypsy Dave could come out, they told the other chickens what was going on. What? 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 Said the other chickens. He's trying to do what? Why, that old jerk. I thought he was just our friend feeding us all the time. I didn't think he was going to eat us. I mean, we give him eggs. What's he want? Yeah, said another chicken. It's time for us to organize. Organize? Said the first chicken. That's right. United we stand, divided we fall. If we stand together, as one force, they'll never be able to beat us. Here's my plan.
Ow.
The chickens got together and they made up a plan that when Gypsy Dave came out this time, they were going to tie him up in an old vine that he had cut last week and was laying around in the stake him out, and then make their own pot and cook him. And make Gypsy Dave's soup. That'll teach the old goat. Yeah, I don't think he'll taste very good, said one of the chickens, but it'll teach him all right. Well, we'll see. Here he comes. So they all pretended like they didn't know he was coming. They were pecking around the yard. You know how chickens peck, peck, peck.
Like this.
And when Gypsy Dave came out in the middle of the yard, he was about to pick up the chicken that he was trying to cook. Come here, old girl, he said. Come on, let's go make some chicken soup. Chickens are girls, or females. The roosters are the boys. He had no rooster, but it didn't want any part of this adventure. So when Gypsy Dave came out, all of a sudden one of the hens grabbed the vine in her beak and raced around his legs and pulled him tight. Another chicken grabbed another end of the vine and started wrapping him around and around. The faster they went, and he even flew a little bit, though chickens don't fly much, to get high enough to wrap his arms and bind them against his body. Hey, what's going on here, said Gypsy Dave. This is not the way a chicken is supposed to treat its master. Master? Who said anything about master? Said the chickens. We were just believed in peaceful coexistence. We were out here doing our thing, giving you eggs, and you are going to eat one of us. Well, you're supposed to eat chicken, said Gypsy Dave. Be reasonable. Well, yeah, well, look at this. One of the chickens was nudging out a big pot with her beak, and another chicken was taking some of the wood from Gypsy Dave's woodpile and piling up in the middle of the yard. Soon they had a big fire going. They had put the pot on the fire and filled it with water from the garden hose. Great Scott, said Gypsy Dave. I didn't know chickens could do all these things. Now look here, as he said. Let's be reasonable. But the chickens were in no mood to reason. They grabbed Gypsy Dave and tossed him in the pot, and he just had to sit there and wait while they put in other things, too. They put in some poke salad. They put in some carrots that they had pulled out. They put in some other things that would make that soup real tasty. Well, at first it was just kind of like a nice hot bath as the water was heating up. The Gypsy bamboo shoot. And Gypsy Dave just enjoying the hot water, but all of a sudden it started getting a little bit too hot. Yow, he said, this is too hot. I wonder what. I need some help. Baby Pee-wee, we call Baby Pee-wee. Now, Baby Pee-wee and Dan were in the kitchen playing a game of cribbage. That's that game with the orange box. Well, he had gotten so that he could figure out how to do it. Yeah, maybe it was Chester. Right? Dan was just about to put Baby Pee-wee in check when they heard the cry from next door. Well, that sounds like Gypsy Dave, and it sounds like he's in trouble, said Baby Pee-wee. Come on. They didn't hesitate a moment. The two companions jumped through the door, and when they saw what was happening, egad, he's being cannibalized, said Baby Pee-wee. Cannibalized, said Dave? That's what cannibals do. They cook people up in big pots. Who could be cooking Gypsy Dave up? Come on. So they ran over, but when they got in the yard, they were confronted by the angry chicken line. A line of angry chickens as they stood there, and they said, no, you don't. This is our dinner. Good grief, said Baby Pee-wee. Chickens don't eat people. It's the other way around. That's the way it used to be, said the chickens, but we've taken over. Well, said Baby Pee-wee, I can't let you cook my friend. Oh, yeah? Who's going to stop us, said the chickens. Well, I am, said Baby Pee-wee, and he took one step forward, and all of a sudden, ow, said Baby Pee-wee. He had stepped on some electrical wire. Those chickens had taken the electrical wire that led out to the garage and laid it all around the thing so you couldn't step there. Oh no, said Dan, what are we going to do? Well, he tried, but when he tried, bump, a big sort of something came out of the trees and bumped him down. Those chickens had tied up a bunch of stuff up in the trees, and when they pulled on the ropes, the stuff came down to hit him. Oh, there were things like a monkey wrench and part of an old toilet was there that Gypsy Dave had. Just all the kinds of junk that Gypsy Dave, an old propeller from his airplane, his biplane. It was just too much for Baby Pee-wee to think about. These chickens were there, Gypsy Dave in the pot. Well, we've got to get him out, said Dan. Why don't you make your magic sword into some kind of long pole and hold me over the pot and I'll pull him out. I've got a better idea, said Baby Pee-wee. Why don't I make it into a fishing pole kind of thing with a hook on the end of it and a lever at the other end, and we can just pull him out that way. All right, said Dan, now you're talking. So Baby Pee-wee, with the magic words, long fishing rod lever machine, made that thing into a long fishing rod lever machine and started to pull Gypsy Dave out. But when he did, the chickens flocked around and tried to peck out peck away at Gypsy Dave. We gotta do something about those chickens, said Baby Pee-wee. But what, said Dan? Don't you have a net of some kind? Said Dan. I've got a net here in my backpack. He reached in his backpack and he pulled out a fishing net that he was planning to use down at the stream. You start catching those chickens and occupy them, said Baby Pee-wee. And I'll help Gypsy Dave. So Dan started rounding those chickens up one by one. He would catch them and put them in brown paper bags and staple the top of the bag shut until he had every chicken in a brown paper bag. Well, said Gypsy Dave, that ought to teach them. Now I'm going to make them all into soup. Now wait a minute, said Baby Pee-wee. How did this all get started? Gypsy Dave explained that he had intended to make some chicken soup with those chickens, but that they had rebelled and formed a union and tied him up and cooked him instead.
No, I can tell him.
What?
He didn't kill the chicken.
He forgot to kill the chicken. If he had just done that, the other chickens might not have known about it, but now it was too late. Well, said Baby Pee-wee, I think you better come up with a new plan. Maybe you better have a binding arbitration with those chickens. What's arbitration? That binding arbitration, said Gypsy Dave. Well, everyone sits down at a table and they agree that they'll talk it out and an arbitrator will decide. Who will be the arbitrator, said Gypsy Dave. I can't think of anyone better than our old pal Dan. I'll do it, said Dan. So in they went to Gypsy Dave's kitchen table. Gypsy Dave sat on one side and the chickens sat on the other after they released them from the brown paper bags. And Gypsy Dave told his side of the story, which was quite simply that he was only trying to cook a chicken, which he thought was his right. The chicken said it wasn't his right at all, that they gave him eggs, that was sufficient. Why should he have to cook one of them too? Dan agreed that the chickens were right. They were doing their part. And that Gypsy Dave had overstepped his relationship with them.
Why don't you buy a chicken that's already dead?
said Dan.
Oh, what a great idea, said Gypsy Dave. The chickens weren't sure they approved of dead chickens, but when Dan assured them that it was part of the poultry industry, they said, okay, we guess so. Meanwhile, we're going back out. And by the way, Dan said, why don't you give them some extra chicken feed today to make up for it? So Gypsy Dave threw some extra chicken feed out, and they went down and bought a chicken that was already dead, riding to the store in his yellow Model A roadster that could go at speeds in excess of 45 miles an hour. Well, they came back, they cooked up that chicken, they had chicken soup, crackers, and tea, and that ended.